Residents of Vineland, New Jersey, listened to 6 hours of testimony this week as developers of a 300-megawatt data center defended their proposal to power the facility. WHYY's Zoe Reed reports the developer, Data One, has a contract with Microsoft to build the hyperscale facility, but needs approval from the city's planning board.
Data One says it has scrapped its plans for diesel and natural gas-powered engines and instead wants to generate power on site through the use of fuel cells. The company plans to partner with Delaware's Bloom Energy, which manufactures fuel cells that use a chemical process to convert natural gas into electricity. They say the proposal will greatly reduce air emissions, take the strain off the electric grid, and prevent bills from going up. Resident Zach Landesini opposes the data center, but the six-hour meeting left no room for public comment.
I know that people in the room felt that he was going at a certain pace and focusing on extraneous details to basically run out the clock to get it to a point where people were just like, this is so boring, I don't want to be here anymore.
The Planning Commission must hold another meeting to allow for public comment before voting on the proposal. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.
A Philadelphia man is facing federal civil rights charges in connection with an arson at the Northeast Philadelphia Islamic Center. Prosecutors say 60-year-old Vincent Lang tried to set fire to the mosque on Tyson Avenue last month because it was an Islamic place of worship. Our news partners at 6ABC report that if convicted, Lang faces up to 40 years in prison. 92 degrees right now in Philadelphia, feels like 103. We're looking at the possibility of some thunderstorms around 4 or 5 p.m. in the region, low tonight of 75.